When Alex Wellman first laced up his skates, he never dreamed he would medal at nationals. At the age of 8, he thought he was too old to really go anywhere as a figure skater, since most skaters start as early as 3 years old. Now a 10th grader at Bloomington High School, Wellman has been to nationals twice, a dream his parents have fully supported. Alex's father, Luke, says right from the start, Alex and ice were just made for each other.
After several attempts at other sports, not liking those, learn to skate, Pepsi Ice Center, and he just took off. And we kept signing him up for classes, and it's just evolved over the years to where he's at the level he's at and working every day.
Well, at what point, Alex, did you say to yourself, this is more than just a hobby, this is more than just after school sports and fun, I really want to take this all the way? When did that occur?
Probably when I was on one of my first freestyle sessions with the bigger skaters, because I'm a very competitive person. I just wanted to be the very best, and I just wanted to see how far I could go.
And I think you've discovered that now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I have.
Well, tell me, how much do you train?
Well, I train 3 hours on the ice every single day, Monday through Friday, and then I'll usually have dance for an hour 2 to 3 times a week, and then I'll do off-ice training every day.
Would like to give a shout-out to several people who have been very supportive. You know, Lindsay Danner at the rink, who's the skating director, runs a learn-to-skate program at the Pepsi Ice Center. Of course, Alex's coach, Madeline Brooke, has been very great and very supportive. And then our Central Illinois Figure Skating Club and the president, Lena Chowdhury, has been very supportive. And of course, Stacy at Stacy's Dance Factory, who teaches Alex. They've all been great in helping Alex in this journey and onward.
Well, Luke, as a sport parent, you know, sometimes sports parents get a bad name, that they're being too pushy and that they you know, you see them along the sidelines and they're yelling at their kids and they're swearing and they're having it out with the officials and that sort of thing. But that's not your approach to being a sports parent. What is your philosophy of being a sports parent?
Our philosophy is to use sport as a mechanism to learn life lessons. So even from the beginning with both our kids, we've always talked to them about, well, what's your goals? What do you want to do with this sport? And if it's recreational, great, we're behind you. If it's more competitive, how Alex has gone with it, great, we'll try and enable you as much as you can. One of the things my wife Jill and I have learned a lot, started reading 4 or 5 years ago, learning a lot from, was Growing Champions for Life. It's a nonprofit out there. They do a lot of webinars, and their whole philosophy is creating just that good sport family, enabling the kids to learn life lessons. So it's been a great mechanism for us to learn from.
What are some of those great life lessons that you've learned so far, Alex?
Definitely how to manage stress and how to prioritize what I need to do to get the job done.
Well, I could certainly use some advice on managing stress. What's a good tip that you could share?
Put it in perspective, because things will pass.
What about when you come across roadblocks in your training, maybe to a point where you're trying to push yourself and you want to achieve something, but you just can't achieve that? What are the kinds of things that hold you back that you have to work on to break through to further yourself as a competitor?
Definitely the mental side of skating, because skating is almost 100% mental, because everybody has the physical capability to do it, but it's who has the mental capability to put it all out there when it really counts.
So you really have to be mentally tough, mentally trained?
Yeah, because your body could be doing perfectly fine in the jump, but if your mind's not with it, it won't happen.
How do you get your mind and your body together?
Really just kind of keep your mind out of it and don't really concentrate too hard and don't really like beat yourself down.
How do you be supportive without being pushy, Luke?
That's a great question. I think that both our kids and Alex probably would say there's times that, yeah, we've encouraged them. And there is a fine line. There's a balance between, you know, getting them off the couch and getting active and encouraging them to get out there versus, asking them every day, well, did you land that next jump? Have you landed that next jump? Well, when's it going to happen? And that, I think, to us and to me is crossing the line. You know, their development's going to happen at their own pace and when they want it. So we kind of try and take a step back and just enable them with all the other resources to make that development happen.
What I'm hearing is, ultimately, it's about respect, respecting your child.
Yeah, and respecting what they may have as their goals in whichever sport they play. So I think that's a good word for it.
Well, you just got back from Nationals, and you have been training, actually, in Colorado Springs with Jeff Ginnison?
Yeah, he's my personal trainer.
Yeah, he's an Olympic trainer. Tell me the difference he has made. Have you made some leaps and bounds, if you pardon the expression, since training with him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've noticed my endurance becoming a lot higher, and that's really helped my skating.
Well, when you're in Colorado, that's an altitude difference from out here in the flatlands of Illinois. Is that really what's key for you to get up there in that altitude? And does that force you to be a better competitor?
Well, I'd only spend 2 weeks in Colorado working with my trainer, but it's really helped what he sent back to me, because every week he will send me a plan of what I need to do here at sea level to help improve my skating, and that's what's made the difference.
Well, when you made it to Nationals, what was your reaction? How did you feel about that?
I was ecstatic knowing that I had finally reached my goal.
Well, you actually went to Nationals a couple of years ago. I actually talked to you then,
yeah,
before you went. And what was different about your mindset this time?
Well, I was definitely more mentally prepared this time, because going back in my juvenile year, my first time going, I was kind of not knowing what to expect. And since it was an Olympic year, everything was super hyped up and it was a lot bigger. But this time it was a lot more low-key and I was more prepared.
So when you got there, what was it like? What was the energy like? It's not an Olympic year. Was it more supportive?
It was definitely more supportive. It was not as competitive, not to say it wasn't competitive. It was just a lot nicer of an environment.
Luke, did you connect with any other skating parents to compare notes?
Yeah, you know, with all the competitions, you tend to see the same parents again and again. And yeah, connected with a few, got to see some folks I haven't seen in several months. And for the lower levels, it was somewhat of a low-key event. So it was good to visit with everybody.
You got the silver medal with your performance. How did you feel? I mean, were you jumping for joy on the ice?
Not exactly. I knew after my after I finished my program, I could have done better, but I was happy that I hung on to the podium, and it gives me stuff to work on.
So what was it like being on the podium and getting that medal placed around your neck?
Oh, it was really exciting when I was up on the podium, knowing that this is my first medal, and this is like the beginning of a new journey.
Did you have a chance to interact with other skaters and maybe learn from them, or were you just too busy?
I always have a couple of skaters that I like to talk to that I've known from previous competitions, but usually we keep to ourselves until after the competition because everybody's so stressed.
And you don't want to get psyched out before your performance.
Oh, yeah.
So, Luke, do you feel sure of Alex's success to go on, to continue?
Oh, we talked to Alex and about that nothing's guaranteed. And on this journey, there's always something to learn. I mean, he learned a lot 2 years ago when he first went to Nationals. He even learned a lot this past one. So you just never know where that journey's going to go, and be open to where it may go and learn from it.
Well, last time I talked to you, which is before you went to Nationals a couple of years ago, I asked you about your Olympic aspirations, and your attitude was very responsible. You said, that's way off there in the future, I'm not even going to think about it or what have you. But now that you've medaled at Nationals, are you thinking more about the Olympics?
I am thinking more about the Olympics, but I like to take it 1 year at a time and not really think so far ahead that it's kind of daunting.
You go to Bloomington High School?
Yes, I do.
How do your classmates react to the fact that you medaled at Nationals?
Well, they're very supportive. They're really surprised because a lot of them aren't really familiar with figure skating.
So is your passion for skating just as strong now as ever?
Yeah, probably even stronger.
Do you have in your eyes the gold for the next National?
Definitely. The silver definitely made me want to work a lot harder to jump that one spot.
It's whet your appetite.
Oh, definitely.
That's figure skater Alex Wellman, along with his father, Luke. Alex's medal at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships makes him the second-ranked skater at his level in the country. I'm Laura Kennedy.